If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
We welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Class Kits 101.7 as Mountain Home defeats West Memphis 49-41 to finish in a tie for third in the 5A East and win the tiebreaker for the three seed in the state tournament. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. Right now I need to go ahead and take a look at the final stats for tonight's game brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with three players in double figures. One of those was outgoing senior Peyton Husky. She finished with 18 points. Anna Grace Foreman with 13 and 11 for Kate Gilbert. Three on the night for Emma Martin before she fouled out. And then two each for Kyra Penn and Addison Yates. Kyra Penn, the other senior from Mountain Home, who just played her last game at Bomber Gymnasium. West Memphis, their leading scorer was Ariah Hazley with 22 points. Absolutely deadly from the free throw line, 12 of 12. From the charity stripe, six points on the night for Tania Burnett, four for China Alls, three for Cortesia Hollins, and two each for Anaya Dean, Tarika Emin, and also Tierra Bradley. This game had four ties and five lead changes. Mountain Home ended up turning it over 12 times. West Memphis finished with 10 turnovers on the night. Mountain Home did enough to get the 8-point victory. And again, they will finish in a tie for third place with Paragould in the 5A East. And Mountain Home owns a tiebreaker over Paragould because they beat Mountain Home. I mean, Mountain Home beat Paragould more than Paragould beat Mountain Home in conference play. So with the three seed, Mountain Home will play Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock against Sheridan, who's the two seed in the Class 5A state tournament. And that tournament will actually start Tuesday on the campus of Lake Hamilton High School, but again, Mountain Home won't have to play until Thursday afternoon. So they gives Mountain Home a few days rest, which I'm sure Kyra Pink could use. I know she's had a few foot issues, so that'll give her a little extra time. So with the victory, Mountain Home's going to improve to 17-10. They'll finish conference play at 9-5. West Memphis will drop to 13-11 and 6-8. So Mountain Home wins by 8, and Mountain Home's boys will come up in a few minutes, but right now we're taking extended intermission. Tonight is senior night, so they're out recognizing all the outgoing basketball players, cheerleaders, dance squad members, and I believe some band members as well. So it's going to be a while before we come back to you, but we will have the boys game as soon as we are ready. Again, Mountain Home defeats West Memphis 49-41. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
This is Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.